Up next on the show, getting on board the GNM Family Market phone line. Once again, we're going to wear that thing out today. And welcoming back to the show right now from ABC7 and Fox 22, it's our friend John Alba. John, how are you this afternoon?
What's going on, my man? Just busy trying to get stuff together for the sportscast with the rain and previewing all these state championships and some fighting going on down in Lewiston. Lots of good stuff this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a championship season, as you mentioned, and we've made it through the regional finals that I'm sure for some of these coaches and players seemed like it might be in doubt as we watched rain come for just about every day in the month of May.
It was definitely something that I can tell you, let alone the coaches, it was annoying for us as guys going out trying to cover games every day, fill our shows with content, having all these rainouts. That wasn't easy at all. But I think rather than rain ponchos, I think these some of these coaches need some hospital bills this past week, because there were some absolutely incredible games that probably left a few heart attacks out there. It was really something, and it was so great to see after all these rainouts that we got these fantastic regional championship games across the state.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned wrestling. Talk a little bit about what's going on there.
Actually, it's not wrestling. It's we got NEF New England Fights is holding its show this weekend down at the Lewiston Colisee. There's a bunch of big fights with some local fighters on the card, but especially the one that I'm focusing on right now is Bruce Boyington going up against Russell Lamour in a Maine's version of the McGregor-Mayweather super fight. It's a boxing match between Lamour, who's obviously a world-renowned boxer, and Bruce, who has a boxing background but is known for his prowess in the cage. And I spoke with him today, and we talked a little bit about what McGregor and Mayweather is really all about, why he's taking a fight like this on his own, and it was a really great conversation. I'm excited for people to tune in and listen to later on tonight.
Okay, help me out here, because I know you know this stuff. You're an insider. Why should I care? Because I hate Floyd Mayweather so much. Why should I care about that fight? Unless it's to see Conor McGregor kick the snot out of him.
Well, that's not going to happen, unfortunately. I'm kind of in your boat, where we both recognize that the almighty dollar is the ultimate reason for this happening. You know, it's cool because you're talking about a guy who's at the top of his sport in Conor McGregor, who has this pro wrestler promo cutting ability where he can draw people just based on what he says, which is really impressive because not a lot of fighters can do that, versus a guy who was at the top of his sport and has been retired for some years after a kind of a lackluster but still triumphant end of his career. And I think that's what your draw is. I mean, Mayweather's never lost. It's that simple. And he's going to come out of retirement for this match that he should undoubtedly sweep the floor with, considering McGregor is not a professional boxer. But there's a ton of money to be made from it, and you got to give kudos to Conor McGregor for actually being the one to get the ball rolling for this years ago.
Big news in the last couple of days out of Southern Maine with pro hockey coming back to the Portland area, and that's certainly great news, not just for fans in Southern Maine, but hockey fans all over the state.
It is, and it's actually great for taxpayers down there as well, because the Cross Insurance Arena was set to lose more than $500,000 in advertising revenue without a main state tenant like the Portland Pirates were. And, you know, who's to say that this new Portland franchise is going to draw at the same caliber, because this is going to be an ECHL team, which, to be fair, is a lower level of hockey than what the AHL was. But you know what? If you can drum up some interest, we don't know what the NHL affiliate's going to be for this team. The Alaska Aces were part of the Vancouver Canucks system, but the Comcast Spectacore group that bought them owns the Flyers, so maybe there will be some Philadelphia association there. I'm not sure, but I think that's going to be the main draw. But not professional sports here in Maine, which we don't have a lot of, so I think it's good for the area, it's good for the small businesses down there, and it's good for people who want to catch some higher-level hockey, for sure.
Yeah, John, Major League Baseball making some news with the announcement, not unexpected, that Pete Rose's lifetime ban will be upheld by Commissioner Rob Manfred. Does that surprise you? Did you think he might break from his predecessors?
No, I don't, because it's such a monumental decision for him to have to make. You know, a lot of people give Pete the pass nowadays because they see him on TV. They say, oh, he's done his time. You know, and there's two things that are being discussed here. Keep in mind, one is the Hall of Fame eligibility, and the other is reinstatement. And reinstatement means he'd be able to get involved back with the game. If someone wanted to give him a managing job at age 80, they could. but, you know, it's similar to the PED argument where you say, well, what he did as a player, he deserves that credit for, and that's why he should be in the Hall of Fame, where with a lot of the PED guys, you say, oh, well, we know there was a period when they weren't juicing and they were just as good then, so that's what they belong in the Hall of Fame for. It's ultimately all subjective, but when all said and done, Pete Rose committed the cardinal sin of baseball, and he bet on the game. And we don't necessarily have proof that he did it as a player, but he might have done it as a player. Given his track record, there's no reason to believe that there isn't a legitimate possibility that he did. So it's a tricky situation. I wish he was in the Hall of Fame as a player personally, but I totally understand Commissioner Manfred in that regard because, you open that up, then you open up a whole other thing. Then you go back to the Black Sox scandal. You say, okay, so should Joe Jackson be back in? And the whole other mess that comes from that.
On the local scene, a story that you guys broke earlier in the week, a new athletic director down at Hamden Academy.
Yeah, Fred Lauer he has been tabbed to be the athletic director. Multiple sources confirm that to us. It is pending board approval next Wednesday. I was told by school officials that he is the leading candidate and that they opened up the football job there as a precautionary measure should he get it. So I guess that would mean he would not be the football coach. While some athletic directors in the area do double dip as coaches, I guess this would mean he wouldn't, which is interesting because there's been so much turnover in the Hamden program over the past few years. But I did speak with Michael Bisson, the current athletic director at Hamden Academy, and he's going to the Maine Principals Association, and he said that Fred's accolades speak for themselves and that his background with Bangor, with Husson, all give him credibility to take over that program. And I got to give credit to Mike Bisson because he really has done a fantastic job with that program and has overseen a lot of growth with them too, especially with the new school. So Fred would be filling some big shoes there should the board approve of him next Wednesday.
I saw you tweeted about Springsteen, the announcement that he'll be playing on Broadway this fall. Are you a fan of the boss?
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, so for me, I've got my top two. AC/DC is my number one. It's my bread and butter. Malcolm Young, just watching him, taught me how to play guitar. But Springsteen, as a Jersey guy, naturally, is my number two. And I've actually shared the stage with Springsteen before for a performance, which is one of the top three highlights of my life for sure. And, you know, I read his autobiography, Born to Run. It's a 600-plus page book. I read it in 2.5 days. And there's been a lot of rumblings that that would be adapted into a Broadway play. So then when we get this announcement today that Springsteen is going to have an 8-week run on Broadway where he's performing shows, solo shows, in these intimate little theaters, I think it's like a 975-person theater. Man, I'd give an arm and a leg to be at one of those shows. So yep. Maybe I'll have to talk about organ donation.
Yeah, well, yeah, now back up, though. Back up. You shared a stage with Springsteen?
Yeah, man, I have. I played in a touring rock band for about 6-7 years and got to play in a lot of really cool places. And we were involved with the Light of Day Foundation, which is associated with him. You may remember the Joan Jett song, Light of Day. It was written by Bruce Springsteen, and it's for Parkinson's research. And I got to tour with a bunch of bands associated with that, Joe Grushecki and House Rockers, Wally Palmer, who wrote What I Like About You, with the Romantics, all that stuff. I got to tour with some of these guys, and it brought us to Asbury Park. I'm from New Jersey, and Asbury Park's Springsteen's essentially adopted hometown. And at this big show, he came out, and at the end of the night, he performed solo acoustic. And there's a bunch of musicians on the stage here, probably about 20, 30, maybe even a little more on the stage surrounding Bruce while he plays Thunder Road and Light of Day acoustically. And I was on the stage for that. And my bandmate was actually right next to Bruce the entire time, and he gave him some advice for his career. And, yeah, it's just one of those things you take with you for the rest of your life, you know.
That's very cool. See, that's one of the reasons why we like you. You're such a diverse, multi-talented guy. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. I do sing every now and then on air, and that's definitely either a treat or a poison for our viewers. I'm not sure. It depends on what your tastes are, that's for sure.
Well, John, it's great talking with you. As always, thanks for making time for us. Enjoy covering those championship games this weekend, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Likewise, Rich. Take care. Thanks a bunch.
It's John Alba, ABC7, Fox 22, talking with us on Downtown.